Must be day and day.
Been far too long since we've heard this banger. Keep it playing, Lampfield. Crank that. Crank that, soldier boy. Only one man has the audacity, the ganas.
To have this as his...
this is walk-up song.
Is he talking about football?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, Football Talk on 106.7 The Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started. He's talking about college football. I'll do that, too.
Our guy, Denton Day, is so brave that he chose What's New Pussycat by Tom Jones, written by Burt Bacharach, as his walk-up song. Denton,
well, he wears fanny packs.
He wears crazy
and
stuff.
And socks with the toe flip-flop.
Denton, what was the process upon which you landed on What's New Pussycat?
Landfill picked it. That was the process.
Well, and we kind of figured Landfill did that.
Yeah,
well,
there's no way you thought I'd show. It's not a bad song, but I that would not be my choice.
I don't know.
Denton,
if it's your walk-up song,
you are just weird enough that you might have picked that. Like, I didn't think you did, but there's a possibility that you did, that you just oddly love Tom Jones or something.
I can confirm that I did. That is the one thing where I'm relatively normal. That's the one area.
Good to know. Let's get down to business, dude. I know there was week zero last week, but this weekend, Labor Day weekend, college football takes over. There are massive, massive games, and you'll be starting this weekend with college football overtime on SiriusXM U College. Every Saturday, I mean, you're grinding, dog. Midnight to 2 a.m., but I
love
you,
it, dog.
You get really good guests. You talk to coaches, players. Get us ready for this weekend. It all starts Texas-Ohio State Saturday at noon.
Yeah, well, you guys will be hyped. I start tonight. We're really grinding week one because we got a bunch of great games tonight. But the big one is obviously Texas and Ohio State. It's two of the best teams in the country, and you have all the hype with this Arch Manning kid. Big last name. Texas is number one, preseason number one for the first time in school history, which is crazy because they've been such a good team for such a long time, and they've allocated so much money over the course of their history to football that you just assume somewhere in like the 90s, the 2000s, that they would have been number one before, and they have not. So there's all – like it's going to be an incredible game. I think Ohio State's going to win it, though. I think there's too much going for Texas right now in terms of the hype. I don't know what Arch Manning is. We've seen him play against the worst team in the SEC and a bunch of nobodies. I think he's a good quarterback, and I think with what they have at Texas in terms of skill position players and the coach in stock, they'll be able to make sure that Arch plays winning football throughout the course of the season. But to just expect that he's going to be awesome and blow the doors off of the defending national champion week number one, I don't know that I can get there yet. But I'm looking forward to it, man. It's going to be a big-time game at noon, too, to kick this thing off. Like, I don't want anything more in life than that.
Then we know – I know you follow football very closely, college football, and – like Arch, my question about him is, if he was what they all say he is, why didn't he overtake my dude when he kept messing up?
Because Sark is stubborn. I think that says more about the coach than it does the quarterback. You know, college football coaches are just the most stubborn human beings, B-Mitch, in the world.
Yeah,
they can
but those
do no
backers
wrong.
that handing all that money to that university, if he was that damn good, they would have been like, look, you either play him or we're going to get rid of you.
Nick Saban benched Jalen Hurts for Tua. Like, Nick
Saban's
pretty stubborn
fella.
It's
like, if he was what they said, there's no way he wouldn't have been starting.
I'm with you, but I think that says more about Sark than anything. That's just him being stubborn because he loved Quinn Ewers. And Quinn Ewers, like, you got to remember, there was a lot of money allocated to Quinn Ewers. He is the face of NIL, effectively, because he came out of high school early to get paid. At Ohio State, there was a lot of money allocated to him as well. So it was like you were torn between two sides, and I think coaches are always just stubborn. They're going to go with the guy that's their guy, and that's what that was more than anything.
Is he worth the squeeze?
Arch will be, yeah. He's going to end up in New York for the Heisman. He's not going to win the Heisman because the favorite never wins the Heisman, the preseason favorite. But in the offense that Sark is going to run, I think he's definitely going to be – he's going to be worth it. I don't know if he's going to be a championship. I don't know if he's going to win him a championship, but I definitely think that they're going to be in the college football playoff again, and he's going to be a good quarterback.
Who's Ohio State's quarterback now?
Julian Seyin, a transfer from Alabama that hasn't really played a lot, so we don't really know a lot about him, but he replaces Will Howard, you know, to throw to Jeremiah Smith, which is going to be their offense. Hey, you see the best receiver over there? Throw him the football, and good things are going to happen.
That's the kid that was 18 last year, like the true freshman?
Yeah, the true freshman that probably would have went top five in the NFL draft this year because he was just unbelievable. Wow. Yeah, I think he's like top, not top five, but I think he's top six. I think he's 10-1 to win the Heisman as a wide receiver. That's unheard of.
The Smith and the true freshman at Bama, both those guys, Smith stayed at Ohio State. Did the other kid stay at Bama?
Yeah, Ryan Williams is still at Bama. He'll be wide receiver one in Kalen DeBoer's offense this year. That game is sneaky, Alabama-Florida State. I think that one could get really, really chippy. The former Boston College quarterback who now plays at Florida State, Thomas Castellanos, has been running his mouth about Alabama this entire offseason, so Bama might try and run it up on Florida State.
What is that guy's deal? I saw a lot. He seems to have run his mouth about a lot of things, right?
That is his approach. He says, I'm going to talk a lot. He doesn't really back it up a ton, but he continues taking the approach of I'm going to talk. You are going to know about me. You're going to know my name. If you want attention, he takes a very good approach for attention. Apparently, he just doesn't win a lot on the field. Now, part of that is because he was at Boston College before, and how much are you going to win at Boston College? Not a lot. You have better talent at Florida State, but yeah, I wouldn't be running my mouth against Alabama to start the season.
All right, Texas, Ohio State. Who you going with?
I'm going with Ohio State. I'm playing them laying 1.5, so I'm going with Ohio State.
All right, so the big games on Saturday, Texas, Ohio State is at noon. Can you briefly get us up to speed on this, like, Dave Portnoy, Fox, Ohio State thing?
So Portnoy is working with Fox, who is effectively they're Pat McAfee. You know, Pat McAfee draws a certain crowd. Dave Portnoy also pulls from that crowd. So you guys got McAfee on ESPN. We got Dave Portnoy. I have no idea who actually banned him and who didn't, if that was a Fox thing, if that was an Ohio State thing. I can't imagine that Fox would pay whatever the money they're paying Dave Portnoy, and it's not cheap. I can't imagine they would pay the money to Dave Portnoy and say, hey, you're not going to be on our set that much. We're going to pay you a ton of money to just not really be around. So I think this is more about Ohio State than it is about Fox. It just doesn't make sense that you would pay him all that money to not put him in the stadium.
They pay him not to work?
Yeah, pay him not to work.
He's a big Michigan guy, and Ohio State reportedly banned him from their campus.
Yeah, there are some people that obviously don't
like him. Well, you know, he's a little out there now. He is. I mean, he does his whole little, what's called him, it's great.
You is a big game Saturday afternoon. It sounds like you're laying the points with Bama, even though on the road.
Yeah, yeah. 13.5 is within my wheelhouse to feel comfortable there.
Is what's my man's name at FSU? The guy that was at Memphis? Is he still there?
Norvell, yeah, he's still there.
Is FSU supposed – I mean, it was wild. I was watching the Cowboys documentary on Netflix, and their three of their biggest stars when they were at their height was Michael Irvin from Miami, Emmitt Smith from the Gators, and then Deion from Florida State. And of those three programs now, maybe Miami's still a top 10 team?
Yeah, so they're top 10 just barely. They are 10 right now. They take on Notre Dame on Sunday, which will be a great matchup.
Oh, wow.
Florida would be the team that I would watch out for this year of the Florida teams. Florida State will be better because – whatever you want to think about Castellanos, he's a little bit better or a lot of it better than DJU. So they'll be better this year, but the team to watch is Florida because DJ Lagway, I think, has the biggest ceiling amongst a lot of the quarterbacks across the country. He can do a lot of things really well. Rocket arm, can move the pocket. Mobility is a threat in there as well. So Florida might be the team to really watch out for. They just have such a daunting schedule again in the SEC, which most teams in the SEC do. Everybody's so good in that conference.
We're talking with our friend Denton Day doing our college football preview. You can follow Denton at The Denton Day. Listen to his work on SiriusXM College. He'll be on tonight, Friday night, Saturday, Sunday. He'll be on all weekend as college football really gets center stage to kick things off. All right, we already talked Texas, Ohio State is the big one. Then you get Florida State, Bama at 3:30. The night game that everybody, I think, will be tuned into, oh, yeah. LSU at Clemson. Clemson has a lot of championship buzz about them. Obviously, the easier path in the ACC. LSU hasn't – I don't believe they've won an opener under Brian Kelly. Like, they're correct. Desperate to win a first game. This thing might be a pretty epic game.
This is going to be a headbanger. It's a battle of the Tigers, and it's a battle of the two programs that call their home Death Valley. So there's a lot going for it. Mm-hmm. And then on one hand, you have a championship contender in Clemson that's number four in the country. And on the other hand, you have Brian Kelly, who's under some pressure. Not on the hot seat, but he's under some pressure. And both teams have returning quarterbacks. Like, I've taken an approach, guys, that when I'm gambling, at least in the early portion of the season, I'm going to really focus on teams that have returning quarterbacks, which makes this matchup incredibly enticing. But Clemson's defensive line is just filthy this year. And, you know, LSU has a good offensive line, but they lose their best offensive lineman to the draft. He's now playing in New England with Will Campbell. Mm-hmm. I don't know how they're going to stop this Clemson defensive line. This Clemson, both their defensive and offensive line, like the roster in total, whatever you feel about Cade Klubnik, he's not Trevor Lawrence or Deshaun Watson, but the rest of the roster is built way more like those rosters of Trevor Lawrence and Deshaun Watson when they were constantly winning championships than it has been in recent years. So this is much more of like a 2017 roster build than whatever we've seen in the 2020s where Dabo Swinney has his head in the sand. I'm really excited about this Clemson team.
How are their defensive backs in Clemson?
They have the younger brother of Terrell, the guy, A.J. Terrell, who's now in Atlanta. His younger brother is on the team. So the defensive backs are good. Not the strong suit of the defense. It's definitely that defensive line. But they'll definitely be able to cover some guys. Like, you're going to have to get the ball out of your hands really, really quick if you're going to want to generate offense against this Clemson team.
So, and then Sunday, we got two awesome matchups, too. Virginia Tech, the Fighting Toby Altizers at South Carolina. I mean, that's kind of the Beamer Bowl, right? Because yeah. Shane's coaching now in Columbia and Tech's going down there. I really like Lenoris Sellers. I assume he's fully healthy, ready to rock. I feel like that South Carolina team really has a chance at making the college football playoff. What do you think, Hokies Gamecocks?
They being South Carolina, need to dominate in this one. I think if they don't dominate, it very much favors Virginia Tech because that means something in the game plan is going sideways. You know, and credit to Shane Beamer. Like, he understands this Virginia Tech roster is drastically different than last year. The coaching staff is a little different than last year. You're plucking from guys that, in terms of on the roster, that played at other very big schools. You know, there's some coaches that were coaching at different levels of football. So there's a lot of things that he has to prepare for this. But South Carolina, the worst thing that can happen to them is being what Oregon was at the beginning of the year last year. Now, Oregon obviously had a really great season, but you remember, they were barely beating Idaho State in, like, week number two of the season. They just couldn't generate offense. They had all this hype with Dylan Gabriel. They just couldn't generate offense or be effective in the red zone. With Lenore Sellers having all of the Heisman hype that he does, they need to make sure that they hit the ground running. They should really take Tech to the woodshed, but it'll be interesting to see how Virginia Tech fights back with drones.
Where is Denton Day leaning?
I'm leaning South Carolina to lay the 7.5.
Okay, I like that. And then, I mean, another big one. There's so many good matchups. Catholics versus Convicts.
Yeah.
Sunday night, 7:30, Notre Dame, Miami. Notre Dame is favored on the road down there in Miami. What do you make of that? Who's the – Carson Beck, what's the guy's name?
Yeah, it's Carson
quarterback.
Beck, the guy from Georgia – who was allegedly maybe dating one? He was dating one of the Cavenders, then maybe cheated on her. I don't know. His social media is really weird. And then C.J. Carr is playing quarterback for Notre Dame. Obviously, Notre Dame was in the championship last year. They lose Riley Leonard to the NFL, so C.J. Carr is going to be their quarterback. That Marcus Freeman named late last week, early this week. So that this should be a fun one. I hate what I'm about to say. I have Miami covering the 2.5.
Really?
Because
why?
So I look at it. It's a top 10 matchup. And some of the sites that I use to determine where the money is, 77% of the money is in the direction of Notre Dame. And I took the same approach with Iowa State and Kansas State. If it's a ranked-on-ranked matchup and, you know, 70% of money is with one direction, just by nature, I'm going to go the other direction. So because Notre Dame is getting a bulk of the money, because people don't really like Carson Beck, they don't really like Mario Cristobal, I'm just naturally taking the contrarian side and going with Miami to cover the 2.5.
Okay. I don't hate that. And then Monday night, we get Monday Night Football, B.
Hell yeah.
The debut of Bill Belichick in Chapel Hill.
Yes, indeed.
TCU coming to town. I mean, what on earth do we know about this Tar Heel football team? Like, What is going to happen here?
We know that Bill Belichick is dating a 24-year-old, and it feels like that's about it. This over is like crazy because just the idea of a Bill Belichick team potentially surrendering enough to hit a 56.5 is nuts to me. I don't think their offense is going to be particularly good, that being North Carolina, but it's not like TCU's offense is going to be spectacular either. So I'm looking at this total. It was 58.5, and it's
they're
come
only
down.
Favored by 3.5, though.
Yeah, they are only TCU. Favored by 3.5 because TCU's not all that good. I have no idea. This is going to be entertainment value. You know, they're going to show Jordan Hudson 1,000 times on the television.
That's the question. Do they have a wager on that? How many times she's shown?
I mean, she's gonna get the Taylor Swift treatment.
I'm taking the over.
I'm taking the over too. B. It's going to inflate her ego. She already filed to patent Gold Digger. Like, that's a pretty like well known phrase. I'm pretty sure Kanye West and Jamie Foxx have that.
They can't let her patent that.
No, they can't.
There's been too many before her. She ain't the first.
That's what I'm saying. Like, there was a whole big craze about this in 2004 when that song dropped, and now she wants to take it. You know, 20 years later, I don't know that she has the ability to do that. But she also was not. She was like 3 years old when that song came out. So what does she know about Kanye and Jamie Foxx?
All right. Who do you like this year that maybe people are sleeping on, and who do you think might be overrated?
I'm going to the well again. I have Nebraska making the college football playoff this year. That's probably
they start tonight, right?
They start tonight against Cincinnati. My three biggest long shots for the playoff are Florida at 7-1, Nebraska. I got Nebraska 7-1. You can get it right now. Most books at 5-1. And then Georgia Tech out of the ACC. I think they could go 10-2.
Georgia Tech
at 7-1. That physicality that Georgia Tech is going to bring, they bring a lot of their good playmakers back from last year. And an ACC that's relatively weak, I think Georgia Tech can get to the college football playoff.
Well, don't we – Georgia Tech tomorrow night at Colorado, right?
Yeah.
What is no Travis Hunter, no Shador. What is Deion got left there in Boulder?
They have Liberty football legend Caden Salter playing quarterback. He got Liberty to a Fiesta Bowl that we're not going to mention the score of because I flew out to Arizona to watch my team get whooped. But he's now playing in Colorado, so I'm happy for him.
I don't know what the score. What's the score?
Well, they were up 6-0 after the first quarter. That's all you need to know. Who cares?
How did it end, though? How did it end?
Well, Liberty still had six, and Oregon had a lot more than six. It was not good.
All right, let's quickly go through the locals. How you feeling about my Turtles? That's a low win total, dude, for Maryland football.
It is a low win total. What is it, 4.5, I think, at most books? I imagine Maryland is going to win more than 4.5 games. I imagine they're going to be bowl eligible.
They should open 3-0, hopefully.
Yeah, they should be bowl eligible. Like, for them, it's just getting past and getting into that upper echelon of the Big Ten, but I imagine that number is too low. So I think they'll at least get 5 or 6 wins and be bowl eligible.
I'm cool with the regular echelon of the Big Ten. I just want Maryland to be pretty good, go to a bowl game. Locks is great in bowl games. Like,
just get away from Rutgers and Northwestern, please.
Yeah, dude.
The one game tonight that we need to pay attention to.
Not even tonight. 5:30 kick. Boise State, South Florida. Boise State on the road, favored by 5.5. They are obviously the front runner to get to the college football player from the group of five, but South Florida is also in that conversation. They're just not ranked. So I'm on South Florida tonight covering the 5.5, and it starts at 5:30.
Really?
It's fantastic. It's cool. I wish every ranked game on a Thursday started at 5:30. I'm in heaven.
So you going with South Florida?
Yeah, I'm going South Florida tonight.
Done. Consider that done. What are they, the Bulls? Go Bulls.
My daughter would love this. I mean, my son-in-law would love this because he went to South Florida.
They're the Bulls, right?
Yeah, they're the Bulls.
Yeah.
All in on the Bulls. Go Bulls. You got any winners this weekend, dude?
So I'm going to go Ohio State this weekend. I'm debating. Some of these lines are like massive, but I'm going Alabama. So I gave you that one. Alabama laying 13.5. And I'm going Clemson laying the 4 at with the LSU matchup. At night, and then I'm on Miami on Saturday night, the 2.5. I haven't officially played South Carolina yet, but I'm leaning South Carolina over Virginia Tech. I'll tweet that on Sunday if I end up making that play.
We're getting to the time of the year where you got to start texting me again, all right?
Yeah, I know.
All right. We appreciate you, D-Day. You're going to be working a lot, man. Enjoy it.
Yeah, not a lot of sleep for me, but I wouldn't have it any other way. See you, boys.
You'll be all right.
Yeah, you'll be all right. You're a young man.
You're young, man.
That's our boy Denton Day. Follow him at The Denton Day. If you're looking for some late-night college football content, Denton Day is your guy. He'll have wrap-ups of all the big games. Hell, he'll have wrap-ups of all the games. He's working tonight through Monday night. Got great interviews. Check him out at The Denton Day. Kind enough to join us on the Rude Guest Hotline. You know what else is kind? The Labor Day sale at Offenbacher's. We're talking huge price reductions on outdoor furniture, fire pits, hot tubs, swim spas. Think about it. All summer, your kids were beating up your outdoor furniture. They probably broke the springs on a couple of the chairs, probably got some markers on the other ones. Go get a great deal on new outdoor furniture right now at the Labor Day sale at Offenbacher's. Here's the other thing. You don't have to stop swimming just because summer's over. With a swim spa from Offenbacher's, you'll keep the fun going year-round. They're more affordable than a pool and give you all the soothing benefits of a hot tub. Plus, more exciting news, Offenbacher's is now offering saunas. No better way to relax, and it's great for your body. Take care of your medicals. Check out a sauna. You can get an indoor one, an outdoor one, or those infrared ones, which heat you up fast. They've got them in the Annapolis and Herndon showrooms. Make this Labor Day unforgettable. Visit Offenbacher's in Annapolis, Gainesville, Herndon, and Rockville, and create the backyard retreat you've always dreamed of.